It's the Business Savvy Mama, episode number 86. How to create boundaries without mom guilt. Welcome to the Business Savvy Mama. I'm your host, two-time mom and two-time entrepreneur, Christy Lingo. After over a decade in business, I've learned that being business savvy is more than just marketing and sales. That's why I help mom entrepreneurs progress from busy to blissful by defining healthy boundaries, creating simple systems, and identifying priorities in both work and home life, all so they can experience their most fun and fulfilled life as a mom and entrepreneur. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this episode, so let's dive into today's topic. Ever put boundaries in place to protect your time and energy only to find that stupid mom guilt rearing its ugly head and wrecking your plans? Welcome back to the final episode of season 3 of the Business Savvy Mama podcast, where we will be discussing how you can create strong boundaries and ditch the mom guilt. Do you ever say yes and then resent saying yes because it means that you're making a sacrifice? Do you wish you didn't feel like you were always doing, but never for yourself? Would you like to feel like you control your schedule, enjoy the activities you participate in, and want to spend time with your family instead of feeling like it's out of obligation? Then you, my mama friend, need to create some boundaries. And we're going to talk about how you can do it without feeling mom guilt or wife guilt or daughter guilt or any number of other guilts that you might feel when you put yourself first. Are you ready to stop the squirrel brain and know what to do when you sit down to work? Want to feel more connected to your community, more organized in your space and time, more productive during your workday, and feel more successful overall as an entrepreneur? Then you, my mama friend, need my free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do. This list is perfect for those days when you finally carve out some time to work, sit down to work, and think, okay, what do I do now? Or when you think, I've got a 30-minute block, but there isn't anything I could do that will make a difference in that time. Now you can know what to do, and you can make an impact even if you only have a short amount of time. To grab your free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do, simply hit the link in the description or visit bit.ly/30simpletasks. That's bit.ly/30simpletasks to feel more connected, organized, productive, and successful by knowing what to work on, even when you're short on time. Establishing clear boundaries allows you to identify and communicate where you draw the line, how much you can handle, and when you know you've reached your capacity. Going over the line or over capacity leads to resentment, frustration, burnout, feeling disrespected, and a multitude of other generally bad feelings towards our work, our clients, our families, and even ourselves. When we clarify our limits, communicate our boundaries, and practice protecting them, we also protect ourselves from all that comes with living an overcapacity life. For too long, our society has honored overworking and overcommitment. We glorify moms who don't sleep because they sacrifice day in and day out for their kids. We honor business owners who ignore their families and personal needs to get 6 or 7-figure success. I can understand why you would feel exhausted, anxious, depressed, frustrated, confused, or just plain burnt out. It's a grueling grind. Not to mention, the moment you find time and space for you, there's a little voice in the back of your head saying, doesn't your child need you right now? Or a good mom doesn't need a break from being a mom. There is a way out of this vicious cycle. Establishing and communicating clear boundaries to your spouse, kids, clients, team, or whoever else you make commitments to helps you take control of your time and energy. In time, you can better focus your time and energy on what you truly value. You will squash the feelings of resentment or anxiety you feel about letting people down. If they know you're at capacity, then they try to breach it, that's a them problem, not a you problem. You will also gain back time and energy for doing what you love and nurturing yourself, rather than constantly tapping yourself out for the sake of others. And speaking of others, creating and recognizing your boundaries will help you learn to better respect other people's boundaries. You'll improve your relationships because you can ask them about their limits and respect their capacity. And before I share my simple steps for creating boundaries without feeling guilty, I want to address some of the resistance I hear in my community to setting boundaries. First, setting boundaries is not ignoring people or causes you care about. Setting boundaries is focusing your time and aligning your energy with what you truly value rather than spreading yourself too thin. Number two, setting boundaries is not cutting yourself off from family, friends, or activities. Setting boundaries is scaling back so you don't go too far or run over capacity. And finally, setting boundaries is not selfishly limiting your options. Setting boundaries is making time and energy choices that align with the values of a healthier, happier mom entrepreneur. I'm not saying setting boundaries is going to be easy, especially at first. Mom guilt is a beast, and setting boundaries is a skill that takes practice. But the more you practice, the easier it will become. The more you'll start to see the benefits of protecting your time and energy. And you'll tame that mom guilt beast with a present, happier mom during her non-work hours. So here is my simple three-step approach to start successfully creating and communicating your boundaries. First, identify where you need a boundary. What gives you anxiety? When does your heart start to flutter? Where do you say yes when you really want to say no? Second, communicate this boundary with the person or people it may affect. This is super important and often overlooked, and that can lead to resentment. You know, when you set a boundary but you don't tell anyone and then they violate it and you get angry. Not that I'm speaking from experience or anything. And for more help with steps 1 and 2, you can check out episode 81, where I talked about how to communicate boundaries in your work and home life and give you an easy exercise to create a personal boundary statement for this exact situation. And finally, create a positive boundary reminder. Let's face it, just because you create a boundary doesn't mean those guilty feelings are going away. Mom guilt will still nag you. People may try to get you to agree just this one time or say, but we really need you. You may feel the urge to backtrack on your boundary after you've already said no. This is where you need to remind yourself why you put these boundaries in place. Repeat to yourself a statement like, it's okay for me to set boundaries, or feeling guilt doesn't mean that I've made the wrong decision, or maybe, I am not responsible for other people's reactions to my boundaries. That's one that I have to remind myself of regularly. Today's action step to help you create healthy boundaries without mom guilt is to identify where you need a boundary. Then communicate that boundary to the person or people it affects. And finally, pre-write some positive boundary reminders for when you feel like you want to break your own rules. Remember, putting others' wants and needs first all the time will run you down. Then you, in turn, will turn to others to meet your needs, and you could potentially violate their boundaries, either intentionally or unintentionally. Creating healthy boundaries disrupts this cycle. And if you need help identifying where you need boundaries or communicating those boundaries with your clients or family, I'm here to help. On a free 15-minute clarity call, we can discuss where you feel stuck or spent and how I can help you go from busy to blissful as a mompreneur. You can sign up for your free call at bit.ly/BSM book a call today. I believe you can create strong boundaries and crush your mom guilt. Just click on the link in the description or visit bit.ly/BSM book a call to sign up for your free clarity call today. And I've set a boundary to enjoy the final weeks before my kids head back to school. I'll be back on September 1st with even more strategies to help you experience more fun and fulfillment in your work and home life. So enjoy your August. I know I will. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to this episode of the Business Savvy Mama podcast. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow button. And for even more help with your journey from busy to blissful, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. Just search for Business Savvy Mama. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you become the most fun, fulfilled, happiest, and savviest business mama around.